All right. Welcome to the Grayscale Effect with Tamara. I am absolutely excited to be here on this brand new episode. And the topic of this new episode is how you can earn a return or gain a return or get a return on your failure. Ladies and gentlemen, and no matter where you are around the world, the Grayscale Effect is designed to deliver content created to inform, to engage, to inspire women in the areas of family, health, business, finances, love, and professional relationships. And I am kicking off an incredible topic that has completely shifted my entire paradigm on how I see success. You know, I was listening to an incredible faith-based leader, well-renowned, 85 books authored on leadership. He has studied, he has mastered this area, and he has empowered and impacted and certified integrity-driven, character-driven leaders all over the world to massive, massive success, Mr. John C. Maxwell. You know, he talked about how people can gain a return on their failure. And he just talked a bit about how he was just listening to people talk so much about success and success and success. And it really dawned on him many years ago to one of his first books that on failure, which is called Fail Forward. You know, and, you know, he really talked about being able to be in the midst of so many great professionals, but he got so nauseated at the fact that all they talked about was success. And there was no connection, because with success, there's failure. And everybody fails and no one likes it. And I'm confident that if you're hearing this, you can relate. No one likes failure. But just his story alone began to stir things up in my spirit in terms of how I even relate to failure. How do we have a relationship with failure or not have a relationship with failure? Right? No one likes to fail, but the reality is, just as I've always taught or I've always understood, that a loss is really just a lesson. The failures are lessons, but too often our discussions, especially when our purpose is to impact, right? Inform, engage, and impact, is to talk about success. It's to talk about the different ways that you can thrive and succeed in so many different areas. But the key to the success and the thriving and the growth is being able to overcome the different lessons, the different failures, right? So when he talked about being so nauseated at the fact that he just kept hearing about failure, so when it was his turn to really take the stage, he talked about failures. And it's nothing genius about it. It's just really being able to sit back, pay attention, and recognize that life, especially you living a successful life, it requires failure. But we've been programmed to talk about the success and separate it from the failures. And that's the very first point that John Maxwell talked about, when ways that you can actually gain or a return on your failure is you have to keep success and failure together, right? And that's not something that we do. He says for failure and success, you got to keep them together. Don't separate them. They're not meant to be apart. Think about that for a second. Failure will introduce you to humility, and humility allows you to be in a state of gratitude. See, I realized that many adults or many people constantly go through the same mistakes many different times because we never learn from it. And here's why, because failure is painful in many cases, right? Failure can make you feel less than. Failure can make you feel like, man, you're not good enough, right? Some failures can hurt so bad that you don't even want to think about it. So therefore, if you're not thinking about it, you can't even learn from it. How did that happen? Why did that happen? Why did it happen again? Right? Are you analyzing those failures? Right? Because if you never learn from it, you can never grow from it. If you never pay attention to it or even acknowledge it, it's kind of hard to be grateful for it. You know, the process of life, the way you can always get through different success levels is being able to learn from the previous level. But the one thing and the missing element is being grateful for the fact that you even are moving up levels. Guys, when you separate failure and success, it's really difficult to actually live in a state of gratitude. And gratitude is truly a gateway to success. That's the first way that you can actually gain a return on your failure is keep failure and success together. They are one. Number two, understand the difference between good misses and bad misses. I love this one, right? I hope you're taking notes. I really, really hope you're taking notes, right? Good misses are misses where, you know what? You didn't get it. But you got closer. You know, you got much closer to where you wanted to go. You learned from it. You made adjustments. You kept adjusting, right? You adjust your way to you winning. Now, pay close attention to the bad miss. The bad miss is you got further away, right? And most of the time, we get further away primarily because we separate success and failure. That's one. We talked about that as number one. But we make excuses. See, now I learned back in college and I did pledge Sigma Gamma Rho Sorority Incorporated. So shout out to my sorors all around the world. But I learned that excuses are the tools of the weak and incompetent. They are used to build monuments of nothingness. And those who actually specialize in them are seldom capable of anything else. Guys, excuses can cripple you. Bad misses is when we make excuses. And here's the kicker. They become good excuses. Sometimes you can justify your excuse, but a good excuse is the worst excuse. Because you actually believe it. Oh, think about that for a second. The worst excuse, a good excuse is the worst excuse because you actually believe it. Guys, excuses truly can be a downward spiraling effect. You know, being able to acknowledge what happened and being able to, in many cases, take responsibility. Taking responsibility is learning from it and moving on, right? Number three, you got to embrace the hard, right? There's levels to this, right? Everything worth having, anything worthwhile is an uphill journey. You know, think about you ever climbing a hill, climbing a mountain, going hiking. I remember going hiking for the first time out there in California, and it was this mountain called Two Trees. It was Ventura, California. I was with my brother, and I was excited. This was the first time out there on the mountains, and I was hyped. And I said to myself, we got to get up there. You know, it was extremely high, And, you know, he's done it a couple of times. And in my mind, you know, that the alpha came out of me. And I said, well, if you can do it, so can I. You know, I've always been up for a challenge. And we went up that hill. And I'm telling you, it was difficult, right? It was difficult, kind of like life, right? Going up in different levels in life. Getting to those levels of massive success is going to be difficult. Yes, it is, right? I'm a mother of three children, you know, and I remember listening to my mentor speak one time, and I'm like, wait a minute. You know, you got to recognize your power. You know, we compare ourselves to so many people, and I had to take a look in the mirror. I said, girl, you birthed three kids, right? That's some bad stuff. Right? Guys, that's a success that took that was an uphill, right? Especially the third one where I took no pain medication because I said I can get this done naturally, and boy did it hurt, right? And I gotta tell you, no, that is exactly the process of life, getting through different challenges, going through different levels of success, whether it's in your career, whether it's in your family, your marriage, your parental skills, your health. You know, to so many people, that uphill battle is in their health. You gotta embrace the hard. That is the only way you'll have the breakthrough that you desire to actually get to the levels that you desire. Embrace the hard. And then celebrate. When I got up that hill and I'm standing next to the two trees on that mountain, hence the name of the mountain is called Two Trees, right? I get to the top and I'm telling you, the feeling was so amazing. So when you think about the levels and the successes that you have accomplished in your life, maybe it was that degree, you know, maybe it was a high school degree, right? The first in your family to get your high school diploma, right? Your college degree, maybe the first in your family to get a college degree, your doctorate, right? Whatever field you're in, you gotta be able to celebrate it, even the failures that happen along the way, because when you're able to acknowledge it, you're able to learn from it, and you're able to actually be so grateful for the stepping stones, for the ladder that you have to climb to get to whatever top it is that you desire. You got to embrace the hard, right? Now, number four is you got to anticipate the failure. I thought this was so incredible. Anticipate the failure. Anticipation influences preparation. I'll say that again. Anticipation influences preparation. Thinking through everything that can go wrong. Now, you know, when you are undergoing personal development, which it is extremely critical for anyone's success, right? Because the mindset is what's going to get you to where you need to be. And personal development can strengthen that in so many different ways, right? Plugging into different conferences, like where I was a couple of weeks ago, and really listening and learning from John C. Maxwell, teach on this. That's personal development. It takes a different mindset. But that area of being able to remain positive at any given situation, in every any given situation. That statement that I just said, thinking through everything that can go wrong, may not sound right, but it's all about preparation, right? You know, a gentleman that I listen to often, Bishop Ivy Hilliard, has a audio called Mental Toughness. And he talked about the different, I want to say C's to success, right? That's not really the word that he called it, but the thinkers, you know, there's different ways that you got to think, the ways that successful people think. And, you know, a few of them include thinking creatively, thinking critically, thinking courageously, right? And critical thinkers ask those tough questions. They don't only, you know, say, you know, what do I get? What happens? They ask, what happens if this happened? They're thinking through anything that can go wrong. They're looking further out. They're not just acting in the moment, right? You have to be able to anticipate failure. Why? Because it prepares you, right? There's different mental preparation that comes with failure, right? It's, I will keep moving because there's always an answer, right? It's a mental preparation with failure. I will keep moving because there's always an answer. Here's another one. I will keep adjusting because there's always an answer. And number three, I will keep believing because there's always an answer. Number five, develop a process to receive a return on failure, right? It's something called a success cycle. Now, I look at this as, you know, back in grade school when we learned in science to test a hypothesis. That's what I kind of related this to when he talked about the success cycle. John Maxwell mentioned that the way you can develop a process to receive a return on your failure is you got to test it. You go through cycles of constant testing, a continual testing process, always trying new things. You know, when you're always trying new things and constantly testing, you're going to fail, right? There are areas where you're going to fail. So not only are you continually testing, but you're continually learning, right? Because in number one, we learned that you got to keep success and failure together. So you're continuously testing and then you're continuously failing and therefore you're continuously learning. And then in that process, you're continuously improving. You're improving a lot. And the very last process of this success cycle is you re-enter. Right? The beautiful part of it is being able to test, to fail, to learn, to improve, and go back at it again. Right? That is that incredible cycle and how you can continue to develop, and get to the levels of success that you desire. And number six, encourage others with your failures. You gotta talk about it. You have to talk about it. And I learned that, you know, you don't really talk about your challenges unless you've actually gotten through it. See, but when you develop a success cycle and you're constantly testing and learning and failing and re-entering, and you're learning from each step. So each step that you go through, you're getting to different levels. So it's okay to talk about the failures. Why? Because it allows you to connect and to engage with people that may be going through the same cycles and are afraid to fail or feel as if they can't talk about their failures, right? Because they have to portray this image that they're constantly succeeding all the time. It is impossible and honestly it's exhausting to feel that you have to succeed all the time, and that's what people have to see. You got to be able to encourage others with your failures to help them understand and connect that you are real deal just like they are, that you've gone through the same things just like they are going through right now, and you have the ability to encourage them through it. Be open with it. It builds a connection. It actually even builds a trust. Here's one key thing that Dr. Maxwell talked about. John Maxwell said, you know, when you talk about your failures openly, a key reason as to why you want to do that, and I want you to get this, please, is that you want to make friends, not fans. I want you to get that. I'm throwing this out for anybody out there of leadership, of influence. You don't want the fans. You want people that are your friends. Friends will follow you to the end. Why? Because they can relate. They can trust you. They value what you have to say. Fans will leave you in a heartbeat. You want friends, not fans. And number 7, value the lessons that only failure can teach you. Man, oh man, oh man, there's so many key nuggets in that. There is so much more that I can dive into, but I like to be able to just not keep things to myself. You know, there's so much that we can learn, but I am telling you, there's so much value into pouring out. So I really do hope that your cup was filled on the Grayscale Effect on this new episode of how you can actually earn a return, get a return on your failure. If you found this valuable, I want you to leave a review. I want you to leave a comment. What was your biggest takeaway from this? Guys, this shifted everything for me. Keep failure and success together. Be grateful for it. Because every single failure that you go through, it helps you get to different levels if you learn from it. So you're not repeating cycles of failure. You're creating that failure process, that success cycle. So therefore, you can just test, fail, learn, repeat. Okay? So go ahead, like, share this. Share this with someone that you know. This will help, that will bless you, will bless them. And my hope is that it blessed you. Drop a comment, leave a review, follow us on Instagram and on Twitter as we continue to develop, as we continue to grow, as we continue to deliver content to inform, to engage, to inspire the success of women in areas of family, of health, of business, of finances, of love, and of professional relationships. This is the Grayscale Effect, and I am Tamara Mento, and we're going to go out with the incredible sounds of music, because music is energy, and energy is everything. I look forward to seeing you on the next episode of the Grayscale Effect, so stay tuned, and we will absolutely take any comments you have. Let us know what it is that you want to hear about, and I'll continue to deliver and to serve each and every one of you. God bless you. Have an incredible evening, morning, afternoon. Make sure you download this episode and you share it. God bless.